And time now to check in with the North Central track and field team as we have on today head coach this year, John Klosterman. And coach, we've seen you on the basketball court helping out as assistant there, now taking over the head coaching job. And tell us a little bit about what you look to have on the track and field for both the girls and boys teams this year.
Yeah, no, we're really excited to get going this year. We went out to UNK last week for their indoor meet and had a really good turnout there. So we've got 35 athletes out this year, so a good solid number. A lot of potential, a lot of youth, especially on the girls' side. We've got quite a few distance runners that it was pretty exciting to watch run last week. So.
Well, you do have two girls that were state qualifiers last year, and Angela Frick and Carlene Kepler, so a little to build off of there also.
Yeah, absolutely. Both sophomores, made state track as freshmen, extremely hard to do, especially Class C last year. So having them back this year, Carlene's a really good, really nice thrower for us, both shot and disc. And then Angela's a distance runner. I believe she made it in the 800 and the mile last year. So really, really nice to have them back for another season.
On the boys' side, you also qualified too, and Trey Anthony and Mason Hagen, they'll be back to help lead the team.
Yeah, first year track coach, and I've been out of it 14 years. I hadn't been to a track meet since I competed myself my senior year. So seeing Mason Hagen run last week at UNK was pretty eye-opening. He ran the 800 and it looked like he was shot out of a cannon. I'll tell you what, that kid can run. So I'm really excited to see what he can do this year in the 800. And then we've got some relay plans for him. And with Trey, returning long jumper, really, really good potential there, hurdler, and then some sprints as well. So really, really excited to see what those guys do this year.
Well, you mentioned 35 on the track and field team last year, Class C, now Class D. So maybe some possibilities to get more than four to the state track and field meet. Tell us a little bit about maybe some of the up-and-coming girls and how they maybe performed and what you saw out of them in your opening meet at the indoor at UNK.
Yeah, we threw four freshmen into the 4x8. The very first run. At UNK, very first event, 4x8, we've had four freshmen run it and placed sixth. And, they looked really well. A lot of our runners, they really ran hard that first meet. I was talking to the coaches. I've got, three really good assistants with me this year that have been with the program multiple seasons now. And, we were talking on the way back from Kearney, and, we were really impressed with how everybody ran. It's really, at this point, it's just about getting conditioning and getting everybody in shape. And but everybody's running well, running hard, and our kids like to compete. So that's a big thing for us.
Yeah, and then on the boys' side again, you pick up a few more numbers, and tell us a little bit about what you're seeing there, whether they're the sprinters, jumpers, or the distance runners.
Yeah, we've got. I'm really excited to see what our sprinters do this year. Jamison Painter last year had a really, really nice year in the 100 and 200. Being in Class D kind of really helps him out this year for sure. He probably would have done some things last year in the Class D. So having him back, and then we've got a few other sprinters, Dylan Benamorito, and a few other guys that haven't particularly done track before that are just starting to get in it, who ran really well in Kearney. So, like I said, me being my first year in the program, I was really encouraged by what I saw in Kearney and what I'm seeing at practice every day. And we really got a group of kids that want to compete, want to run hard. And I look to see, keep getting better and better as the year goes on.
Coach, talking to other coaches getting ready for their season to start that have been at the indoor meet, they really have talked about being lucky to get out more this year to the field and be able to practice outside than they have probably in the last 5 to 7 years.
Yeah, we were talking about that just the other day. I feel like I'm getting spoiled my first season as a coach because we haven't had to go inside once yet, and I think at this point last year, I don't think they had a single practice outside by this point in the season. So We're getting pretty lucky in that regard.
Well, Coach, going to Class D, that means you will not be there in Atkinson West Holt. You guys actually get a host this year's district track and field meet. And, you know, sometimes home field advantage helps on the football field or on the courts of basketball, volleyball, wherever you may be. And it might be something that the kids are looking forward to as hosting into the Class D districts this year.
Yeah, absolutely. We're super excited to be able to host this year. And yeah, you know, with track and field, you know, a lot of it's comfortability. I mean, there's not a ton of really, you know, home track advantage you get, but being able, you know, not to have to travel for, you know, 2 hours, be on a bus, and just being able to, you know, get up and, you know, at a decent time and try to treat it like a normal day will really help our athletes out. So really excited about that this year.
Coach John Klosterman, his first year as head track coach at North Central. And we wish you and your athletes the best of luck this year at track and field.
Absolutely. Thank you, Cody. Appreciate it.